So today's just been really sweet as we've been laboring for the lost, for those that don't know the Lord Jesus yet. And so it's just lately a dream that I've had, that I had in 2018, has been really coming back up. And the Lord is just showing me how to steward these dreams, because I get a lot of dreams and they happen years before things I start to see and manifest in the now. And so I do want to encourage you guys to not be discouraged with your dream life, that you feel like the Lord has said something and you've seen it very clearly and you know it's the Lord speaking to you at night. Just keep holding on to these visions and dreams from Him, these words from Him, because He really is teaching His people how to hold on to His word and not let it go. He says, even though it delays, it will in the end not prove false. It says in Habakkuk 2:4, though it lingers, wait for it. It will surely come and not delay. And so this dream I had in 2008 felt like was a really, really clear picture of how He is teaching His church to steward this life and to build things that last forever, and that when the fire comes, it won't be destroyed, like it says in 1 Corinthians. And so I'll read that later, but I want to share my dream. So in 2018, I had this dream where I was on the inside of four walls of a church. And it was, you know, if you look at this space, kind of about the same size. And it was like the Lord was just showing me the church and the state of the church at the time. And so what I could see was I could see women going back and forth and just kind of scurrying and doing some real busy work. And it looked like that they were really on a mission and something really important was going on. And then I'm witnessing that, but then the Lord shows me over here on this wall is just an opening. It's like a big glass window that I could see outside. It was from the bottom to the top, and I was looking out, and then I could see waters rising on the outside of this window. And I looked into the waters, and I was like, I could see colors, I could see beauty, and I could see like a radiating light from within the waters that was not of this earth. And I could see like this was the Holy Spirit, or just the move of God that was pure from the outside of the church. It wasn't on the inside. And then over here, I looked and the Lord led me to go out the corner, outside. There was a back door that was wide open. There was not even a door shutting it. It was just an opening around the corner. And the Lord led me to go out there. And what I could see was I immediately was brought into the nations. I was brought into places that have not heard the gospel yet. And I could see people in their apartments, just kind of leaning over their balconies, just in despair. I could see people walking in sidewalks just with anger on their faces, and all of them had different skin tones. I could tell from Arab nations, were from Asia and different places that don't know the Lord. And I could see that they were waiting. And so these people were hanging over their balconies, just waiting for someone to give them hope, just waiting there. And then here, back in the church, I come, and then these, again, people just scurrying around doing something really important. And then the next thing I know, I look over at this window, and I could see the waters are rising on the outside, and they were getting taller and higher, and about to reach the top. And I looked at the bottom, and I could see like a dead person, like a dead corpse, just sitting right on the edge, about, you know, just no one was paying any attention to it inside the church, but I'm seeing it, and I'm like, someone has got to get rid of that dead body. What is that doing in here? And then I'm just watching all this happen. I've got a corpse, I've got waters rising from the outside, and I've got these women kind of doing something over in here, really busy. And then as I'm paying attention to all this, all of a sudden one of the women comes over to me and she opens up her hand and she shows me, look what I've been doing. And it was something of so much value. But then I looked and all it was like these orange plastic beads that were just useless, you know? But she was like, look at what I've been doing. And I couldn't believe she didn't see that these things were plastic beads. And they may look shiny, but it was just like these fake beads that kids play with, you know, fake jewelry. And then she covered them back up and she just held them close to her chest and scurried back over there and showed all the other women. And they're all showing each other. And I looked and they all had these fake beads in their hands and they were showing each other to this, and with so much pride. And then as I was getting kind of watching all this and I saw the dead body and I knew what was outside, that people weren't seeing the lost in the nations. And I was just moved. And then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, number one, this dead body's got to go. And so I started to go to the body, but then I looked up at the waters, and the waters had reached the ceiling, and it reached to the point where no longer the church could hold it away. It couldn't hold it out. And then the water just comes rushing and broke through the glass. And then that dead body swooped out, and it took everybody inside the church. The waters that had risen had taken everybody out into the back and out into the streets. And I just was woke up with that scripture that the Lord said, if anyone builds on my foundation with anything other than jewels and precious stones, it will not last as in the fire, and they will be as the ones escaping the flames alone. And then the Lord was just stirring that it's not our job to worry about the dead body. It's not our job to worry about. He says, now come in my power and be rushed out into those that are waiting for hope. And so I just want to encourage you guys. I hope that gives you a picture. What I believe the Lord is doing is he is coming. He's coming with his waves, his rising waters, and his holiness and his power to give us what we need to then go out into the nations. And that's where we belong.
Could you pray that over us real quick?
Oh, hallelujah. So God, I thank you. I thank you that you haven't let go. You haven't let go. Your call is still there. It is still there to say, look what I'm doing. Don't forget. Don't forget who you are, church. Don't forget. So God, I just pray that everyone, every hearer in this room that has eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to understand would turn and say, God, send me. Would turn and say, let everything I do last through the flames. That I would be building on the foundation of Jesus Christ with jewels and precious stones and things that will last forever, which are people. People. So God, put in our hearts again, Lord, a boldness for those who have never heard of your gospel. A boldness for those that are living and waiting for a hope. And that you would say, here I am, send me, like Isaiah said, when he saw the Lord full and glorious and beautiful in your temple. And we would say, here I am, send me. I am a man among a people of unclean lips. But you would then come with a coal from your altar and say, I have made you clean. Now, therefore, go. So send us, Lord, in Jesus' name.